talking about it all. It's the Monica Jay Show. Thanks for joining me today every weekday, 10 to noon, here at Evans Broadcast Company. And let me tell you, we're not just talking about Northern Nevada. We're talking about Southern Nevada, too, because they're messing it up for all of us. So we'll keep them in mind. Speaking of messing things up, I always like to mess things up. 884-9910, whatever you would like to talk about today, I would love to hear from you, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, or you just want to say hi. I appreciate it. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. My email, send me a shout out on social media, whichever way that you want to do it. And I'm so thankful for my group of warriors out there who like to send me things. I wouldn't have caught this that early in the morning, but it seems as though California is losing more business to us. But how long is it going to take before they realize we're getting just as bad? Yep. $64 million Oracle Tech Conference is moving out of San Francisco and going to be in Las Vegas now, next year, due to the expensive hotel rates and the city's poor street conditions. Who wants to walk around the streets of San Francisco and go into a conference and all of a sudden, do you have something on the bottom of your shoe? Yeah. So I hope those people stay in the downtown area of Las Vegas and don't start wandering off to the off-ramps and one street over from the main strip, because they'll basically experience the same thing. Same thing if they come up here to Reno. So make sure you log on some point to QOL-Reno.org. They've got their latest hot sheet out. You can see some updates on the situations that we've got going on here around the river and what's being done and what's not being done. Make sure if you do hang into Facebook today, start joining some groups. Douglas County Rants and Raves, Northern Nevada Rants and Raves, WCSD Rants and Raves, because there are some good ones on there. So let's head first thing into the Washoe County School District. They need to sharpen up the regulations and what's going on with the, what would you call it? Absentee kids. They're not truant kids. These are the kids who are sick and who need to stay home. So a parent was complaining that she got a letter from the district stating that her son could be held back due to absences. Yet he had strep, so he was home for a few days. Then he got the flu, and the doctor said he couldn't go back to school for 9 days. And so now they're saying that his absences are no longer regarded as excused. Medical or not. I was under the impression that we don't want to infect everybody else. Whether it be work or school, there are a lot of bad viruses going on, even this early in the season. Flu is out there. The district needs to come up with some way to mitigate all this. other teacher or other parents responding, you got to go talk to the principal and the teacher. Why? Get the notices from your doctor? Have them on file? And that should be the end of it. But no, now you have to go in and take care of it and all the other BS that goes along with it. Some parents say they just ignore it. But if it's going to affect your child's grades, then you have to get involved. Now, truancy is something completely different. But if your child is sick, please don't send them to school. And if the school district starts bugging you about it, I mean, as long as the child's work is done, you know, they can work on it from home. Put a packet together. Why can't the teachers do that? Put a packet together. These are the programs. These are the lessons we've gone over. Everything's online anyway. Have them go into the online portal. But I guess that's not good enough for them. One mother writes here, I've gotten three of those letters. I ignore them. Even if they make up the work, which I insist my kids do, it still counts against them. We will fight it when the time comes. Could this be a butts in the seat thing? Because they want to be counted in school so they get the money? Things that make you go, So is it about the money or about your child's welfare? Because then we have to go back to your child's welfare. Speaking of children, something else going on today, and that is mandatory vaccinations. This is a tough one. It really is. And I want to hear from the parents and doctors, anybody else involved with this out there. Because this is a complicated issue. Now, I can understand you have your Tdap and everything like that before you are allowed to go into school. But is it a little bit of overreach when now we're vaccinating kids about sexually transmitted diseases and all this other stuff? There is a hearing today. Started already. If you have a child in school, the Nevada Legislative Interim Committee on Health Care has possible action today to protect religious liberty and medical freedom. Protect us from government-mandated medical treatment, including religious exemptions for vaccines. How many kids did we have to pull out of a couple of different schools just in the last 3 to 4 weeks? For whooping cough. I believe in religious freedom. But where does it land at protecting your kids? Because others have said, no, we're not going to have our kids vaccinated for the measles, but we still want them in the school system. Still email. Get your comments in to your legislator. I know my two. Still stewing on you, Monty. Not going to let you go on that one. So be involved. Send your comments and emails. Because the report from Immunize Nevada is listed last on the agenda, so you might even still be able to make it in to the Carson City Legislative Building, room 3137 today. I mean, it's only been going on for an hour. Don't know if you're able to stream it. I don't see that. But this is a good reminder of just because the legislature is not in session, that doesn't mean they're not working. All the interim committees are going on. And sometimes that's just as bad. They're preparing for the next one. 884-9910. It's hump day. You got to love it. Got to love it. It's the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk, whatever you want to talk about, whatever county you want to talk about. We're here for you. For all of Northern Nevada, it's your voice on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I tell you, we're all going to have to be heading to the liquor store, whether you drink or not, after watching these. The impeachment. I've got to come up with a different name. Too many people are using farce and witch hunt and scam on the American people. So circus? Is circus good? Joke? It's no joke because it's your money that they're wasting and not getting anything done. But they did finally get something done yesterday. I am so glad that you're listening to 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, where you can call in at 884-9910, because there are some things you might not have known about. Of course, we've got the USA, Mexico, and Canada trade agreement. Nancy Pelosi is taking credit for it, for the Democrats, which I find is just hysterical. Talk about a joke. Oh, well, after we went in and changed it from what the president wanted. Whatever flips your skirt, girl. That's a joke. This is a sweet email. A sweet, sweet email. And I love this. Hi, Monica. I love holiday shows. Every year there are certain ones I watch. Rudolph, Santa Claus Coming to Town, Charlie Brown Christmas, Christmas Story. Love Christmas Story.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, you will. Be ready for it. They usually have one station that plays it.
Oh my God, I shot my eye out.
24/7. That was an icicle. I have my things, too. Oh, go back to the email. Grinch and so many more. I watch Home Alone pretty much every year around Christmas. But this year, I thought I'd watch Home Alone, too, because I haven't seen that one in about 20 years. I was surprised Donald Trump was in Home Alone, too. I'm not. He's a cool guy. I just thought that was kind of cool to see him in it. Yes, it was. He's a cool guy. Anyway, I want to wish you and your husband and your doggies a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thank you for such a good show to listen to. So informative and entertaining and educational. Chris from Yerington, Nevada. Chris, thank you so much. That means the world to me. And I'm the same way. I have to start watching these shows. And my tradition is I have 10 different versions on DVD of A Christmas Carol. I love A Christmas Carol. Watch the one with Jean-Luc. Yeah, you know, Patrick Stewart. Watched that one the other night. So now I have to start. You know, I've got them from Scooby-Doo. I've got every single version because I think it is just such a great story. And now there's a new one out, which I have to see if I can try and catch. There's a new version. Every it seems like every 2 or 3 years, they come up with a new one to kind of freshen it up. I'm hoping that they don't change the actual sentiment of the story. Because it just shows that we can all change. We can all redeem ourselves. You just have to make that effort and do it. And there's no better message, not just at Christmas, but at any time. Great news. Wonderful news. It doesn't end today. Just got another email from Brian. Hi, Monica. I want to go see the movie you mentioned, No Safe Spaces. I thought you said it ended today. Would really like to take my gal if you had the according show times. Yes, guess what? It is now supposed to run through the weekend, although it is limited showings. So, from what I understand, it will now end next Wednesday. There's something about the theaters. Their week is like Wednesday to Wednesday, so they can pull in the new films that are coming in. You know, the big blockbusters for the weekend. So No Safe Spaces will now be showing. So let's do this. Caller number 3 at 884-8000. 884-8000, caller number 3. I've got a pair of tickets for you to go see No Safe Spaces. Only one theater in Northern Nevada, Riverside, North Sierra Street in Reno. Just go to Fandango.com and you can look up the times that's best for you. But we're going to give these tickets away. And I've got a lot more every half hour so you can go see it. Let's continue on with the Christmas theme at 884-9910 and check in with Annie. Hi, Annie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Tis that time of year.
That's right. I assume when you say the Christmas story, you're talking about the one with Tiny Tim, right?
Now, Christmas story is the one with Ralphie who wants the fire. A Christmas Carol is the one with Scrooge.
Well, because I was just going to say probably the best Christmas Carol that ever was for years up at Harrah's Lake Tahoe when Dorothy Barnum and her husband put that on with community members playing the part. It was absolutely excellent, and it was a wonderful thing every year. I don't know if you ever saw it.
No, I didn't get a chance to see that.
Started back in the 70s and 80s, and my daughter was in it one year. He used talent from all the different dance studios and everything, and adults, you know, who could sing and all that in act, and it was just fabulous. And it was a whole community effort, and it was wonderful.
But I would love to see. I would love to see that happen again. You don't see those shows anymore this time of year unless you're watching it on television or you've got, the theaters. They bring in the more of the Tata shows.
Yeah, well, it was very popular. And I mean, you went because you couldn't help but know somebody that was in it. And it was just fabulous. It was just such a community event, and Harris Hotel was just so generous. I mean, just turn over their showroom and the people that work there with the lights and everything it was just fabulous.
We need to bring stuff like that back.
I'll bet somebody out there has got it on a YouTube video or something.
Let us know if you do, and we'll help spread the message. Annie, thank you so much for the call. And that's the other disappointing thing. There's no more sheep dip. Did you realize that? No more sheep dip. Where's this local stuff going? That's too bad. That's really too bad. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local. It's the Monica Jay Show and Fox News.
We've got that Christmassy feeling again. Singing joy to the world, and here comes Santa Claus. Mama's baking turkey,
and Daddy's making popcorn balls,
and sister's
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Popcorn balls. Do people do popcorn balls still? I miss that. It's the Monica Jay Show. How are you today? It is a little bit, a little bit more rough outside today. Not quite so blue sky, but that's okay. We get through it. We do what we intend to do and just look past the weather. You can still keep a smile. You can still keep that sunshine and just mentally image. Theater of the mind. That sunshine outside. Just don't drive that way. All right. Just a quick little reminder for you. Conservative talk lunch today. Did you have plans for lunch? Go check this out. It's conservative talk lunch, just a meet and greet and talking with like-minded people. It's nice. Because the one thing that I have noticed in listening to people, watching all the different news stations, I have my preference, is the fact that with these impeachment hearings, the two articles of impeachment, high crimes and misdemeanor, my tookus, it hasn't changed anybody's mind. So I think some people go a little over the top saying that Trump is going to win by a landslide because Democrats see the sham that this was. John, I really want to use the term that you mentioned, but I can't. Cluster something. But on the other side, I haven't seen any Democrats change their mind. People who hated Trump still hate Trump. It's the people who were indifferent that we need to get to. So there you have it. Head on over to the Conservative Talk Lunch today. It's going to be at King Buffet. Over on Kitski, 12 to 1:30. It's a buffet lunch, $14.50. You get the buffet, beverage, tax, gratuity, all that good stuff. But it just gives people a place to be able to talk. And the best part about it, Carol Feinberg puts this on. She is a very intelligent woman. But if you sign up to get their reminders, you also get kind of a recap of the meeting. Because I know when we're all sitting around and talking, other people are talking, you might miss something. Well, that's why they send out the recap, so you get the good information that you need. More people are coming forward now because we need to have these little groups that we can get together with. And so now I'm proud to announce there is another group starting up called Nevada Patriot. Nevada Patriot Meet and Greet. Now, this one you're going to have to kind of plan for. I hope you plan for it. Because I'm going to be there. I've agreed to speak. It's going to be at Trump Victory Headquarters. It's a great name for it. Over in the Keystone Plaza on West 4th Street. Get this in your calendar. Hopefully you won't have a hangover. It's Thursday, January 2nd at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. on January 2nd. We're going to be over at the Trump Victory Headquarters. I will be speaking. And Jeff Church, someone who has been on this program, Reno Tax Revolt, as well as the Honorable Jill Dickman will be there. And Tim McGivney, representing QOL Reno. So what's the purpose of this? To inform you and engage you about local, state, and national issues that are affecting our community. It's funny how everybody tries to put you into this compartment for everything we do. Education, sales. I saw this with a company that I worked at, even radio stations. Now, do you wonder why the music on your favorite music station sounds the same? Well, because there's one guy back east for these different corporate radio groups that does all the programming. Because we're losing local people to the business. Everything's going automated. Just like your favorite fast food restaurants are. You walk in and there's not your favorite clerk anymore at the grocery store because they've gone self-checkout. The whole problem with fighting for the $15 an hour wage, just putting people out of work and bringing in technology. So there you have it. We are not a one-size-fits-all country. We're all different. Northern Nevada is different from Southern Nevada. Rural Nevada is different from Reno. Sparks is different from Reno. We can't have a one-size-fits-all attitude. And we definitely can't have it from our elected representatives. Something that is good for the East Coast is not necessarily good for the West Coast. But people try to put blanket laws in place, blanket ordinances, and then they just start following along. And it creates more problems. Look at what our elected representatives have done. Well, this worked for Portland, or this is happening up in Seattle. San Francisco is doing this. And where has that gotten us? The other day, Tyler called and was talking about protecting our schools, protecting the things that are important to us. Guns protect politicians. They protect city and county offices, so more politicians. They protect the banks. They protect the celebrities. But they don't protect what is most important to us. And that's our kids. Tyler had an easy way to fix that. Elected officials can't fix the problem because, or elected representatives can't fix the problem because they don't listen to people outside of their bubble of influence, their little sphere of the people that they talk to about these issues, which are usually the people on the left who just want to lock everything down and have them control it. The reason I say this is because Tyler had made the motion that he had said these things to the board of Washoe County School District. Ignored him, disagreed. Nah, that's not it. He's not the only one who has presented these cases. My friend Joey Walker, former law enforcement, Reno PD, and others have presented similar, like-minded solutions. Yet the people that you elect to represent you don't listen, because they're so afraid to make smart decisions that somebody's going to be upset with because they don't believe in the Second Amendment. Don't give in to the farce that's going on with the Second Amendment either. That's just another show. Anytime one, two, three people are killed with a firearm, and I bring this up because Virginia is getting a lot of backlash, they bring out all these statistics, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you the statistics that you just need to know and keep in the back of your head and tune out all of this other BS. And that is, per capita, there are more guns in this country than anywhere else in the world. Yeah. And Second Amendment haters, they love throwing that number out. But what they don't tell you is deaths caused by firearms per capita doesn't even crack the top 100 of locations around the world with deaths from firearms. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know the countries and the states and the cities all around the world who do not have the capability of having firearms, those safe places, the places that don't allow you to protect yourself. That's how great this country is, because you can protect yourself. You can talk. You can use your voice. But there is a sickness going on called liberalism and it has infected the universities. It's infected social media, and they want to silence that. So if you would like to go see the Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla movie, caller number one right now at 884-8000. Caller number one, 884-8000. I've got a pair of tickets for you to go see No Safe Spaces at the Riverside Theater. How sad and pathetic is that? One theater with five showings a day for all of Northern Nevada. That's how badly they don't want you to see this movie. No Safe Spaces. Riverside, North Sierra Street in downtown Reno. We'll be back after this with a special guest. I have to say that. I have to say he's special. Coming up on the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1, first.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
Yeah, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. A lot of Grinches going on in Washington, D.C. right now, let me tell you. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk. So whatever you want to talk about at 884-9910, or for some, they just pop into the studio, like my boss, Mr. Jerry Evans.
I walked in here, but I wish you would have let that song go. You're it kind of hits the mood.
It does.
Hey, I wanted to give you my 2 cents on the impeachment and whatnot. Or quote-unquote impeachment proceedings and whatnot. Of course, Horowitz testimony this morning. And again, I say this, and I make some people angry when I say this, because you'll hear people, which will go unnamed, which have a show on the Fox News channel, which every day is a breaking news. The curtain is coming down. People are going to walk to prison, on and on and on. And I say this from the beginning, when the Attorney General Barr became the Attorney General. Sessions was a nightmare, a complete failure, and a nightmare. 2 years go by, and who nominated Jeff Sessions? Who kept him in office? Who kept him there after the first thing that he did within a month of being the Attorney General was to essentially say, we're not going to prosecute or look into Lois Lerner and the IRS scandal? Who did that? Well, anyway, so Bob Barr. So you and I both know, and most everybody knows, that especially if you listen to talk radio, what Hillary did, destroying evidence, taking hammers to phones, etc. It's on and on and on.
Paid influence.
Well, does Bob Barr not know that? Would you and I be held accountable for something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It's apparently, if you have a last name of Clinton, you are above the law. Speaking of which, Tucker Carlson did a great segment last night for about these 20 or 30 Democrats that use the term, their talking points, of being above the law, and pointed out, so nobody is above the law unless you're an illegal alien or unless you're camping illegally on a public sidewalk or whatever. But let me get to my point here. When I hear talk radio hosts talk about Congress needs to go to work and do, you know, get to work and work for the American people, listen to this for 17 seconds, if you will. Listen to this closely. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Okay.
We don't anticipate that.
Okay, that's a congressperson that served since 2007, Hank Johnson. Mm-hmm. That's somebody that you want to go to work for you, to write law, to vote on law. In fact, Dan, let's go to the top of the hour if I have to, and you can control the board. But that's somebody who you're calling for to add Nancy Pelosi into that. But that, now here's the irony of all things. That person who's voting on these impeachment is on the House Intelligence Committee.
Should change it to House Lack of Intelligence Committee.
Somebody who thinks an island will tip over if you And by the way, that what that was, he was speaking to and asking a admiral of the Navy a question. We were talking about expanding the naval base on Guam, and he thought that the island would tip over if we put more people there. So that's what you want, and that's somebody voting on impeachment. So I wish people would get look at the big picture. And by the way, don't want to get too sidetracked too, but you might have heard that Bloomberg is donating $10 million to everyone, all the Democrats that won in a district that Trump won, to help them. And yet you hear Democrats cry about getting big money out of politics. If you do that, divide 30 into 10 million. Each one of those is getting about $300,000 to run for Congress. But let's get big money out of politics. And basically buying an impeachment vote is what Bloomberg is doing. And with that, how we bought
Virginia.
Exactly.
You know, for confiscating guns.
But we got to get big money out of politics, according to the Democrats.
The man who's trying to buy his way into the presidency. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Jerry Evans, thank you so much for joining and your point on that. Yes, I know. I'm afraid to go to Guam now just in case. I put on a few pounds. So, all right. Welcome to the show anytime. We will be back with your calls at 884-9910.